It's totally only been 1 week.
Best to give me your loyalty, 'cause I'm taking the world, you'll see. They'll be calling me, calling me. They'll be calling me royalty.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Shrek Attack. I'm Shrek, I attack. Listen, I'm not going to dwell on it. It's been a while. I know. Got a little burned out, okay? I've come to the conclusion that I cannot just set a weekly schedule. I got to. You get me when you get me, and if I disappear for a while, I'm sorry. That's how life is right now. But I think you're going to get a lot of me, because I am planning on releasing kind of a lot of episodes over the next, like, month. If that's cool, that's cool. Probably more than one a week. Hey. Why? Because you deserve content, damn it. You deserve it. And because Dispatch, Peacemaker, just a lot of things I want to talk about. So as of this recording, episodes 1 and 2 of Dispatch are out, and I am waiting 3 hours away for episodes 3 and 4 to come out. I want to talk about episodes 1 and 2 before 3 and 4 come out. And like I said, they come out in about 3 hours. They come out at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is currently 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time where I'm at. So 3 more hours. I do believe that is noon according to the Googles. Googles told me it was noon today. And I have kind of a debate if I want to stay up and wait for it, or if I want to kind of go to bed and play tonight before work. I am currently leaning on staying up and waiting for it because of how things work out for me. I just don't know if I'm going to wake up in time to play it before I go to work, at least get the full episodes in without being late to work, because there's no fucking way I am waiting. And like I said, I had a debate on this podcast if I wanted to wait for it for tonight, and then I was like, yeah, if it comes out, if I go to sleep and then a game comes out and I wake up, I'm not recording this podcast before I fucking play it, because I want to play that immediately. Before that, really quick, let me just talk about what I want to talk about over the next couple weeks. Like I said, there's gonna be Dispatch, so episodes 1 and 2 today, episodes 3 and 4 I might talk about tomorrow, or before the end of the week I will, because they come out today. I might give it like a couple days so people have a chance to play them. I will be talking complete spoilers whenever I do talk about everything I'm going to talk about over the next few weeks. So 3 and 4 come out today. 5 and 6 come out next week. 7 and 8 come out the week after that. So 2 episodes a week. That means I will be discussing this weekly. That is why you're gaining a lot of content all at once, because I want to talk about them as they come out. I want to talk about them while they are fresh. I want to immediately play them and then talk about them. Now, I haven't played these 2 episodes in about a week, but I have been watching videos and shit about them kind of ever since, as well as I have played them, and I have played a few of the choices. Other things I want to talk about is Peacemaker Season 1, Peacemaker Season 2. Those will be 2 separate episodes. I spoke briefly about Peacemaker over the weekend with Overrated, but he literally said, "Don't tell me shit. I want to hear it on the podcast." So this week will be all Dispatch, most likely. I don't see myself recording 3 podcasts this week. The next week will be Dispatch and Peacemaker. The week after that will be Dispatch and Peacemaker. And the week after that will be Dispatch and what I want to maybe do on my YouTube channel that I have, that I need to put the rest of my fucking episodes on. I'm just slacking with. So that is the upcoming schedule plans. Do I stick to them? We'll fucking find out. Alright, let's get into Dispatch now. Let's talk about it. Episodes 1 and 2. I'm going to get the complaints out of the way first. Actually, I don't really have much to complain about. My main complaint is that the episodes were about 45 minutes each, and I might be being generous with that. And that's not necessarily a knock, because it's an episodic game. But I did feel that it was pretty fucking short. Maybe that's because there's 8 episodes, where I'm used to 5 episodes in a season. And whenever there's 5 episodes, they tend to be like 2 to 3 hours. But I've just felt fucking an hour and a half for two episodes was so fucking short that I just felt that way. Whenever episode one ended, I was like, wow, I hope episode two is longer. And episode two ended, I was like, I hope there's a longer episode in the future, because I don't know if we're going to get a full story in eight episodes. That's something I want to talk about whenever I get to Peacemaker. Is I'm glad we moved away from the 20-something episode seasons in television, because I just felt there was too much filler in it. But we dropped the whole way down to eight episodes in, like, everything. Or I think Wednesday's fucking six episodes. Maybe I'll talk about Wednesday in the future, too. But, like, I don't think you can get a full story in 6 to 8 episodes. Like, I think we should draw a happy medium at about 15, where we don't need to do filler shit and we can actually establish a story. Another thing is, I've always mentioned that I'm more of a TV guy instead of a movie guy, and I'm getting a little too into Peacemaker context here, but I listened to the Peacemaker podcast and James Gunn was talking about how with a movie, the plot drives the story forward. So everything they do needs to be related to the plot, where in a TV show, the characters drive the movie forward and you get attached to the characters. And I think that's why I like TV shows and stuff more, because there's more character development, there's more time you can do shit with, and just the characters you kind of grow real attached to. With that being said, it's kind of the same with episodic video games. I've always been a fan of them because I've always felt the characters have been really fucking strong. And that's not to say that longer video games, like, I grew real attached to, you know, Kingdom Hearts characters, Last of Us characters. Like, you will get attached to video game characters. But in episodic games, where they kind of take center stage and there's not much, I mean, there is a plot, but that plot cannot carry along the characters with it. Like, the characters need to do a lot of heavy lifting. And I do think the characters in this game so far are phenomenal. Including Phenomaman, I believe is his name. I need to crack open some caffeine. Give me a second here. Listen, it is 9 a.m. That was a Dr. Pepper that I opened. Not a sponsor. Would be great if I got a sponsor like Dr. Pepper. Like, holy fuck, I could probably quit my job. However, anyway, super fucking professional in my return. But this is exactly what you expect from me, right? Anyway, Phenomaman. Even him. And that'll make sense whenever I get towards the end here. The game starts off, you're a Mecha Man superhero voiced by Aaron Paul. Breaking Bad, Jesse. Yeah, so big names in this game. Big names doing voice acting. I found it because I like episodic games, and Steam was like, hey, you would like this. I'm like, you're fucking right I would. So I watched the trailer, and one of the voices I heard, I was like, that sounds really fucking familiar. And it was fucking Moist Critical, YouTube, Charles. Fucking legend, dude. I fucking love Moist Critical. So I was even, like, more into it. Like, fuck yeah, dude. He's doing stuff. He hasn't done anything since fucking To Kill a Mockingbird or whatever that Hunger Games was called. Once again, not a movie guy, but, you know, details. So you start off as Mecha Man. You have a guy kind of trapped, tied up, and whatnot. You're having a talk with him. His boss killed your father. And right away, you're given, like, this choice. To get information from him on where the guy that killed his father is, will you drop him off your fucking balcony ledge, or will you pull him back up? And I pulled him back up because I'm a fucking good guy. I looked later, if you drop him off, you drop him off onto, like, a mattress so he doesn't die. I don't think it would have mattered because dude ends up having fucking superpowers, so you end up fighting him later. However, you know, it is what it is. Once again, I did say there will be spoilers throughout this entire thing. The thing I love about this game is the story does seem great. The minigames are fun. The QTEs are... no, they're QTEs. And the thing I don't like so far is the episodes are short and the choices don't seem to impact too much yet. Now it's episodes 1 and 2. There just hasn't seemed to be too many, like, impactful choices so far. So you go, you fight the big bad, you get your ass kicked. You lose your fucking suit, your Mecha Man, you have this giant robot suit, it's a thing in your family. after you lose your suit, you go to, and that happens no matter how many QTE events you fucking miss, how many you fucking hit, whatever. You go, there's an interview, you come out of a coma, and there are a couple choices there where the game says everyone will like remember. And that's something I'm wondering, when will that come back? Because so far, from what I've seen, it just kind of affects the news playing afterwards. But that seems quite fucking minor, you know? You fight some bad guys, and then Blonde Blazer comes and tries to recruit you to the Dispatch team. Superhero Dispatch, whatever the fuck it's called. And she takes you to a superhero bar, where you run into a few people. And one of them being Flambe, he controls the fire and the flame. The fire and the flame. And one of your major choices there, a couple major choices at the bar, actually. Blonde Blazer will ask you why you do your superhero shit. I said, I don't actually fucking know. And it said she'll remember that. Another choice is that you can, whenever Flambe is talking to you, he's like, he used to be a bad guy, now he's a superhero, and he's like threatening you with fire, and you can throw either water or alcohol on him. I threw alcohol and he caught fire. The skin doesn't burn, but he caught fire and he kind of panicked. And Coupe, I think it's supposed to be Coupe, but everybody calls her Coupe because Coupe is French or something, and they're like, that's weird. I don't know. For sure, but she's like, hey, it's like a baby sometimes, you know, they're scared because they just panic before they think. Then if you throw water, I went back and looked because I've watched other people do playthroughs, see how they play differently than me. If you throw water, he falls and chips his tooth or knocks his tooth completely out. And punch up a little guy half the size of a regular man but like 10 times as strong as a regular man. Grabs his tooth, throws in ice water. It's pretty funny. He's like, I got the water, or I got the tooth in ice, so it won't go bad. And your guy, Robert Robertson, is like, that's for amputated fingers and stuff, not whatever, you know? You get kicked out of a bar for causing a ruckus. Blonde Blazer comes and finds you, takes you to a billboard that's looking over the Hollywood sign. No ladder up there. And you can't fly or anything. You're just a normal human being. You're just in a fucking mecha suit. And she's like, actually, she's been like flirty the whole time. And she's like, actually, I've been, and I kissed her because it seemed like she wanted kissed. Romantic, I know. I'm a romantic. And she's like, actually, I've been here in professional business. I'm sorry of how I conducted myself. But you go into the tutorial of the Dispatch where, like, superheroes are kind of walking you through it, and they're acting like they're super scripted and stuff. It's actually really fucking funny. And you get the tutorial on how to dispatch your heroes. And if you ever played, like, List is the Police or a game of that caliber, it's kind of the same way. You are to pick which heroes you think would fit the situation best. Like, it'll say, you need a quick hero to run down this person, and it'll highlight, like, quick and run down. And you pick your fastest hero. So you go through the tutorial. You get 100% or you suck. It doesn't really matter because Blonde Blazer falls asleep on you. And she's like, oh, great. And then she leaves you there on the billboard with no fucking ladder or anything. I don't know how you get down. It just kind of cuts to your house afterwards where you have this adorable little dog. And the choice to, like, tell him he's a good boy, pet him, or ignore him. And you're a fucking monster if you ignore him. I gave him cereal. I'm going to assume it was whole wheat and it was safe. And as you're feeding him or petting him, whatever you're doing, you say, so I met this nice lady today. And you put on the news with the clip of Blonde Blazer. And he says, she's going to help us. That's the end of the episode. Yeah, as quick as I talked about it, that's how fast it felt like it fucking went. I know. Then we go into episode 2 immediately. They're releasing 2 at a time, probably because they are so fucking short. I hope they aren't all this short. I really do hope there's some substance in some of them. Where, I mean, there was a lot packed into a little. However, there's just, I want more meat and potatoes. I want a longer fucking game. So we go into episode 2 and you start your day at the new dispatch place. where you meet Waterboy, who is there all nervous and shit, can't tie his tie. He wants to, you know, become the janitor. And you're like, oh, I'll help you tie your tie, get you good with the interview. You think he wants to be a hero. You find out later he becomes janitor. So then Flambe walks in. You kind of hide behind Waterboy as you're tying his tie. And like, well, shit. And Blonde Blazer's like, yo, I need to borrow you. And takes you into the conference room. She's like, fucking stripped down, naked right now. There is nudity in this game. Not this scene. The guy that you drop off the railing or pull back whenever you're fighting him, he turns into a supervillain. And his supervillain form has a penis. So, yeah. One penis so far. No boobs or anything. One butt as well. That's later on. Belongs to an older gentleman that goes by the name of Granny. So, yeah. Anyway. She's like, yeah, strip. We don't want people knowing you're Mecha Man. You're just going to be Robert Robertson. Because you were a superhero. We're putting you in charge of the Z Team, who used to be supervillains, some of which you fought back in the day, and it's just better if you don't fucking, if they don't know who you are, and they think you're just some fucking Joe Schmo. Another thing I want to mention, back whenever you were helping Waterboy with his tie, there was a commercial from Phenomen Man, and it was for the Squad Dispatch Academy, whatever it's called. And it's so fucking good, dude. Like, the commercial, you can tell that Phenomenon is reading off a teleprompter, and the fucking acting is so fucking good. The voice acting is great. And the animations are wonderful. Like, there's a point where he doesn't know what to do with his hand, and you can tell he's just not comfortable doing the commercial. But, anyway, moving on, you go into the restroom. Well, you're getting like a tour, and you ask to use the restroom, and this big guy Royd wants to fucking fist bump you while you're taking a piss, as you know, all people, it's perfectly normal. He knows who you are because he is the one fixing your suit. So that's a minor detail that might come up later and be important, that he remembers I fucking bro pissed him while we were holding our dicks. And that's actually a quote from the game. It was nice to meet you, even though it was while we were holding our dicks. Then you go and you meet the guy who recommended you for the job, Chase, who used to be a superhero babysitter of yours. I'm forgetting his superhero name, it's escaping me, but his name's Chase, and he doesn't go by a superhero name anyway because, once again, he's working with villains, and it's better he's just some fucking Joe Schmo. He introduces you to your team. He also mentions his power was super speed, and he was able to go super fast, but also aged him super fast. So, we have Chase introducing you to your super villain, now superhero team, the Reform team. Goes through the lineup that includes, you know, Sonar, which is Moist Critical, Invisigal, who saw you changing in the conference room earlier. I forgot to mention that. She sees you changing, and she's like, did you guys bone? And you're like, no, we kissed. And Blonde Blazer's like, we didn't kiss, you kissed me, blah, blah, blah. And Invisigal's like, whoa, she swore, must have been fucking good. And then she's like, you know, dad bod hot, which, dude, your character does not have a dad bod. He's fucking shredded. I don't get it, but whatever. Malevola? I can't even say her name. Malevola? Punch Up? Prism? Flambe? And that appears to be it. So, felt like there was one more. Ah, Coupe. Coop. Not listed here. Oh, there it is. Down there. There's also Golem. How could I forget Golem? Golem voiced by Young Gravy. I don't know anything about Young Gravy other than his name and that he does music. I think he hosted a wrestling thing once. He was on AEW once. Anyway, details. They have some pretty cool fucking voice actors here. and then you go and actually meet your team, but you only meet them over the computer as you dispatch them, where you have to play the mini games. There's hacking, there's picking which supervillain hero you think is right for the job. I basically just send out fucking Sonar and Invisigal for everything, because they pretty much seem to have it covered, and they are my favorite two so far. I sent Golem out a couple times, so I do like him. Punch-Up seems like I should send him. All the fucking characters seem great. Well done, well voiced, just all the characters in this are great. I do think, if nothing else, I will overly enjoy this game for the characters. You go through your first day, and Invisigal takes the last quest at Granny's Donut Shop, asks you what your favorite donut is, tries to fight the bad guy there, fucks up something, then Granny gets hurt, he gets shot in the ass in my playthrough by a heat gun or something, and that's disintegrates his pants. That's the ass I was talking about earlier. And then Invisigal's like, I think this was a win, even though the perp got away. And she comes back, you get in a little spat with her, she punches you in the face, goes, she actually brought you your favorite donut, but she destroyed it on your desk. And then you go talk to Chase and Blonde Blazer about your mission. They say it went well. You say, I gotta meet the team. You go to leave, because it's the end of the workday. You ask Blonde Blazer on a date, and that's when Phenomenon swoops in, and that is Blonde Blazer's fucking boyfriend. He asks if you want to join them for dinner. Blonde Blazer's behind him like, don't you fucking dare. I said no. I saw people say yes, you don't go with them because they have to fly at supersonic speed, which would kill a normal human being. And that's kind of it. None of the choices so far seem too impactful, but we're in episodes 1 and 2, and I feel like a lot of choices will come back. It does. I think I saw a video saying there are 9 impactful choices where it says people will remember that. We'll see how it plays out, but today I get to meet my super villain hero team in person. I'm very excited for it, and I will probably talk about it tomorrow when it's a lot more fresh in my mind. I made the mistake of waiting a full week this time, and that's my bad, because it's not fresh. I'm sure I'll get like a episode recap thing going on at the beginning of the episode, which I hope they do, because they make you wait a full week to play every other episode. So, very excited for it. Thank you for tuning in. I'm not going to talk more than I have to here, because I'm actually going to see if they release the episodes early, because I would like to go to bed at a reasonable time. I do work tonight. I think I said it earlier. I've paused for my heat coming on a couple times, but it's now 10 a.m. here, which in my time is 10 p.m. My a.m. and p.m. are just flipped. That's the night shift life, and that's part of probably why I've been burned out. But I'm going to try to stay up till noon. I'm going to probably play it, and I'm just going to stay up too late playing video games because I'm still a teenager at heart, apparently. I'm not. I've grown up way too much. I don't have enough time for video games these days, but I do occasionally, whenever a good one comes out, stay up to play it. Hopefully they release it early. That would be great for me, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go check and see if it's released yet. If not, I'm definitely probably going to play at noon. I'll give it till 12:30, and if they don't update it by then I'll go to bed, and I will be very upset because I'm not going to wake up in time to play it, most likely. Or I could set an alarm and wake up early. Although that will definitely fuck with me more than staying up late. Either way, this is what I'm going to be talking about a lot for the next few weeks. This, Peacemaker, and upcoming ideas for other shit I have going on. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. You're fucking awesome. Stay fucking awesome. Follow me on the social medias, even though I don't post enough. I just kind of repost stuff on TikTok and whatnot. I will try to post more eventually, but it is at Shrek Attack, S-C-H-R-E-C, just like the fucking title on the screen that you clicked on this podcast for. And honestly, actually, real quick, thank you people for still checking in on the social medias, because I do get notified when I get more views, and I will get on any given day, and it's like 5 new people have viewed your profile. Thank you. I appreciate you all. If you want to follow me personally, it's at the real B Shrek. That's at the real B-S-C-H-R-E-C, all one word. S-C-H-R-E-C, I'm not a fucking ogre. It's my slogan. I'm not a fucking ogre. Anyway, hit the fucking music.